This is Faith Coburn speaking for the University of Nebraska's West Central Research and Extension Center. I am at the Great Plains Conference on Improving Crop Water Productivity today, and I am speaking with J.B. Milliken, the president of the University of Nebraska. And we've been talking a little bit about why we have to have these stations outstate in Nebraska instead of just having all our research taking place in the Lincoln area.
Thanks, Faith. Well, the reason's pretty simple. The university exists to serve people across the state of Nebraska. And while its primary locations happen to be in Lincoln and Omaha and Kearney, it's important that we're able to have faculty in the field across the state of Nebraska. And we have primary locations for that in Scotts Bluff, of course in North Platte at the West Central, and in Northeast Nebraska near Concord. Those are vitally important centers for doing research, and particularly in agriculture, where the researchers can both have the benefit of being a part of the university and the resources of the university, but also be close to their clients and their stakeholders.
We are at the new West Central Water Resources Field Lab today. Could I get you to talk a little bit about why this is a good facility and why we need to have this kind of facility?
Well, we had these discussions a couple of years ago when we were going to buy the land initially, and we sold other land to be able to do that. And so we looked at this pretty hard. We don't ever like to sell any land, but this seemed to be a unique area that had very different soil conditions within about the 1,200 acres of this laboratory, very different water tables. And so it allowed for a variety of research to be done here that could inform our work with farmers in different parts of Nebraska. Nebraska is a very diverse state in terms of how arid it is, in terms of the soil quality, in terms of the water level. And so there are a lot of reasons we need to be in different locations.
Could you talk a little bit about the importance of scaling up operations? We've had small plot research going on in North Platte for a long time, and I understand that part of the reason for getting the water lab here is that we can actually take those small plots and take them into the size of a field that a farmer would use.
Well, I think it's very helpful for our faculty to be able to scale up and have larger plots to use. It helps them to be able to understand the conditions that farmers are facing every day. And so from talking to the people in the field, from talking to the people at West Central and who have had the opportunity to work here, this has been a really significant resource that allows them to do their work.
And my final question, what brings you out to the field? I know you come west every once in a while, and it must be a little hard to fit into your schedule.
I try to get out west as often as I can. What brings me out today is the Great Plains Conference on Crop Water Productivity. I've enjoyed listening to our faculty and others this morning. For who knows what reason, I am going to talk to this audience in a few minutes. And my message to them will be the importance that the University of Nebraska places on what they do, the fact that we exist really to support the people of this state, and that we measure our success by the impact we have on Nebraska.
And do we have any way of quantifying that success?
There are lots of ways that we can do that, but primarily we have to depend on the evaluations of our stakeholders, of the people across Nebraska who pay taxes to support the university, who send their children to the university, who may have attended the university themselves. We have an obligation to educate students, to prepare them for the 21st century, regardless of field that they go into. We have an obligation to be doing research and that benefits Nebraskans and is relevant to their lives. And we have the obligation to get outside the walls of our campuses and make sure that the resources of the university are available across the state. And if we do that successfully, and if our stakeholders think we're doing that successfully, then I know we're a success.
Thank you, Dr. Milliken. This is Faith Coburn speaking for the University of Nebraska, where we help you know how. Know now.